Okay, so last week, Gibby, who's a freak, said that he loves Bagels. You remember Bagels?
Bagels is a recurring character on iCarly played by a large sack of yogurt.
So, when Gibby said that he loved Bagels, Sam said, then why don't you marry him? And Gibby, being the Gibby that he is, said,
sure, whatever.
Which means it's wedding time! Father Steinberg? Gibby Bagels, get out of here!
Gibby.
Father Steinberg?
Bagels.
I'm sorry. He has a sinus infection.
Let's get on with it. Kids have short attention spans.
All right. Gibby, do you take this infected sack of yogurt to be your whatever?
I'm sorry. I promised myself I wouldn't do this. Yes, I do.
Bagels. Do you take Orenthal Hayes Gibson to be your whatever? I now pronounce you bag and wife.
We hope you enjoyed this freak show wedding. Join us next week for the bitter divorce. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Okay, this chicken wing was only in your mouth for like 2 seconds and the bone is totally clean. How do you do it?
Years of practice. It takes a lot of mouth coordination to totally master the chicken wing bite, scrape, and slurp.
Genius.
Okay, can you guys stop the chicken wing lesson and help me come up with some more names?
Flurbert.
What?
Well, you said to come up with names, so I invented Flurbert.
No, we're making a list of people to invite to Spencer's birthday party.
How about Smelvin?
I'd party with a Smelvin.
Real people! And take that wedding dress off.
No, I paid $40 to rent this dress and I don't have to return it till tomorrow. I'm getting my money's worth out of this rag.
Come on, we need more people for Spencer's party.
Who we got so far?
Me, you, Freddie, Gibby,
and?
Flurbert and Smelvin.
Sokko!
No, Sokko's on safari in Africa with his cousin,
Hunter.
Hunter.
What about Tebow?
Tebow and Spencer are mad at each other.
Why?
Because Spencer made fun of him for the way he pronounces tissue.
How does Tebow say tissue?
Tissue. That's not how you pronounce it?
Come on, Spencer's gotta have some friends other than us.
Friends his own age.
Spencer's book club.
No, he got kicked out after he accidentally set a whole box of books on fire.
What book were they reading?
Fahrenheit 451.
It's pronounced Fahrenheit.
Gibby!
So Spencer has no grown-up friends?
Really?
I guess since he's always taking care of me and hanging out with us all the time, he doesn't really have that many friends his own age anymore.
Well, I'm just gonna say, dresses are really comfortable. Seriously, the air conditioning just comes right up there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
You were playing tennis?
Yeah, but I lost.
I thought you were getting good.
I am, but I made my own tennis racket, and I got it out into the sun. I guess the heat just...
That's pretty embarrassing.
Hey, If you played tennis, then you were with a friend, right?
Sure, what?
Get ready to type. What friend?
Ryan.
Hey, man. Can I use your bathroom?
Sure. It's up there to the right.
Cool.
What is he, in fourth grade?
Third. I gotta go fix my floppy rocket!
Okay, we have to find Spencer some friends his own age.
We must.
Absolutely. Yep.
So when did Spencer start playing tennis?
It's tennis.
I say tennis.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
What do you think of him?
He could be a friend for Spencer.
Perfect age.
Alone? Doesn't look too stupid or too smart.
Let's hit him up.
Going in.
What?
You got a name?
Yeah. Darnell.
Well, hey, Darnell.
We saw that, you're sitting with no friends.
Well, I work at night, and my friends have day jobs, so I don't have many buds to hang with.
Well, Darnell, what if I told you we have a friend for you who's got no job?
None.
A cool, fun dude who could hang out with you whenever.
And make sculptures out of garbage.
Sometimes his socks light up.
Keep talking.
What's Carly saying?
They got their first friend for Spencer. Some guy named Darnell.
Ah, I used to know a guy named Darnell.
And?
You know, not every story has to be interesting.
Well, let's try to find him another one.
Right. Cool friend for Spencer.
What about him?
No way. He's wearing his towel like a woman. No dude should do that.
So, did you return your wedding dress?
Nah, I called the guy. He's gonna let me keep it one more day.
Awesome. He looks all right.
Yeah. That's how you wear a towel.
Come on. Excuse us.
Yes. Excuse us.
What you guys need?
Take a look at this guy. Yeah? How would you like to be friends with him?
You know you would.
Hey, what time you want to start the party?
I don't know. I'll text Jennifer and see what time she wants to start it.
There's two guys.
Yeah. I could see them hanging with Spencer.
Oh, great. Cilantro.
Yeah, let's not get any cilantro.
How come?
Jennifer doesn't like it.
What?
Why do you have to get your girlfriend's approval for everything?
I don't have to get Jennifer's approval.
You love cilantro, man. You and me, we've been eating cilantro together since prison. Now your dumb girlfriend comes in and ruins
don't
the whole...
Don't you call Jennifer dumb.
You know what? You could just get yourself another best friend.
Okay, maybe I will.
My older brother loves cilantro.
Loves it.
Hey, hey, what? That guy that just went in that stall. Perfect grown-up friend for Spencer.
Yeah, but Carly says we already have enough.
Now, one more won't hurt.
Okay, well, what do you... Don't go into the...
Who are you?
Gibby, you want a cool friend?
Get out of here!
Just give me 10 minutes to tell you about this guy named Spencer.
No!
No, he's an artist. He has gray hair. He plays tennis. I mean...
Oh, come on. Stupid soap.
Here you go, sir. Put your hands out.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, how was your food?
It was excellent.
Oh. Need a towel?
Ah, thank you. Again.
Sure thing.
And... that's for you.
$3? For what?
You're the men's room attendant, right?
Yes. I am the men's room attendant. That is my job.
Oh, take care.
This is the best job ever!
Yo, yo! You guys ready to go bowling?
Actually...
Guess who has his own ball?
You bought a bowling ball?
No! I made one. I sculpted it. Check it out!
That's not round.
So? Look, I realize it didn't come out perfect, but come on! That's what makes it special.
Makes you special.
Anyway, we're not really going bowling.
Oh. What are we doing?
We're not doing anything.
You are going out to dinner with some friends. Game time. Spencer, these are your new friends.
Hey.
I brought you some cilantro.
And so this reporter from CNN asked the senator, he goes, "Well, I feel that such information should remain confidential."
Oh my God.
So hypocritical.
And that's the guy pushing for campaign finance reform? Right? Hey, you guys know who loves to talk about politics?
Tell us.
Old man belly button!
Who's that?
I'll introduce you to him.
Whoa! I'll tell you about politics! Oh! Oh! First, I think I'm gonna sneeze.
No, watch. I can make him gag.
Right?
I think he's having a good time.
Yeah. Man, I'm starving. Where's our waiter?
Over there, being weird.
Aw, he's not that weird. Did you hear him take our order?
What? He You want a cheeseburger? Okay, I'll get you a cheeseburger with cheese on it.
Yeah, and then when I asked for chili fries, he was all, what? Chili fries? Sure, we have chili fries. What do
Hello.
You making fun of me?
No. No, I was not.
I think you were.
Was I making fun of him?
Yes.
Sam! Look, we just want our food.
Sure. I'll get you your food.
Uh-oh.
What?
He's gonna do something bad to your food.
No, he's not, Carly.
He's not gonna do something bad to Freddy's food. Okay. Enjoy your chili fries.
I will.
After he blows his nose on them.
Dang it, Sam!
Hey, where's Gibby?
In the men's room.
Doing what?
Working. Here's a paper towel for you. And a meatball.
Okay. Later.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. I don't have any money.
You got a watch? Thank you for using my toilet.
I think it's going well.
I don't know.
Spencer's not looking too happy.
So before I could move here to Seattle, I had to sell my condo.
Any of you guys play Zombie Death Squad? My gamer tag is Booju. Made it up in the shower. I was just washing me and booms! Popped into my head, Booju! Woo!
Hey.
What?
Where were you a minute ago?
Outside. In the alley.
With the customer's chili fries?
Maybe.
Who are they for?
Table 9. The iCarly boy who made fun of me.
Where's my coffee?
Just a second!
Hey, I'm still waiting on my chili fries.
All right!
Seriously, if you guys enjoy live theater, you've got to see The Seagull at the Chumley.
Oh, I love the Chumley Theater.
Oh.
Hey! You guys have seen the new Eddie Murphy movie, right? Kanga Fat? He buys a kangaroo! And he wears a fat suit!
I hear they considered calling it Fataroo. Both good options.
That movie is for children.
And idiots.
I write poetry.
Oh!
Your chili fries.
About time.
Really?
Oh, God, those look good. Ah! What the heck?
You said you didn't want chili fries.
Yeah, because I thought my nachos were going to come out at the same time.
Well, you can't change your mind.
These are for us.
You guys are so mean and boring.
Well, you're childish.
I am not.
Good chili fries.
Carly! Yeah!
What?
I don't like those guys.
Just give them a chance to...
No! They're dull and unfun, and they talk about politics and taxes and live theater, and I hate them!
But you need friends your own age.
I do not!
Oh, come here. Come here, baby. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's iCarly. It's iCarly. Hi. I love you. Hi. I love you. You're the biggest fan in the world.
I'm Carly.
Oh my God. Oh, okay. Nice I need pics. I need pics right now. I need pics. Hi. Hi.
Smile. Oh, you're my favorite. Smile.
Oh, okay.
Hi. Hey, you're on my app.
Oh my God. I want to meet you. Smile. Where's Gibby?
Oh, he's in the men's room.
Oh my God, Gibby! Gibby!
chili fries. They taste weird.
I don't feel so good.
I think I'm gonna be sick. Oh, no.
How you fellas doing tonight? When you're done there, I got meatballs for you. Yeah, hot, juicy meatballs. Oh, and here's a little soothing music while you handle your business. Loving you is my favorite thing to do. And if you'll be mine to the end of all time, my heart will sing the sweetest part of this song. Oh, love. Give it.
My feet are swollen! Where are my pills?
All right, come on.
Let's
okay. Ready?
All right. Yeah, baby. Happy birthday.
Thanks, kid.
And happy birthday, old man belly button.
Thank you, Carly.
Okay, let's eat this sucker.
Giant spaghetti taco time!
Grande spaghetti taco!
No. It's my birthday. And I say that before we eat, we play Jamaican laser tag!
Yeah! Woo! Shreds on!
No!
Laser weapons, man!
Let's go, man!
Yumba!
Look out, Mom! Me laser!
Ha! You missed me!
Mom!
Happy birthday, Mom!
I blast your mother! You'll be shooting like a woman!
You laser at me nose!
Hey, thanks for coming out. Man, we got a sweet-looking crowd. How you guys doing?
Woo!
Yeah, all right. So what's up with pigeons? Why are they always eating junk off the ground? Hey, pigeons, have you heard of restaurants? Huh? Thanks, you've been a great crowd.
I'm fantastic!